none of the vaccines are sufficiently safe nor effective to remain on the market. They should be pulled off the market. This follows a call by the World Council for Health in June 11th of 2022 to pull all the vaccines off the market. We need criminal investigations in every state where the vaccines were advanced, and that includes every state in the United States. What we know now, just on the heart damage, Alex, 742 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on this. It's overwhelming that the vaccines cause heart damage, and it's fatal by autopsy. So these young individuals who are dying several months after the vaccine, when they're during sports or during sleep, it is the vaccine until proven otherwise. That's supported by a recent autopsy paper by Schwab and colleagues from Heidelberg, Germany, found 71% of people dying found dead at home within 20 days of the vaccine. It's due to the vaccine in the majority of cases. So where are the criminal charges going to first come? I think the easy ones to go after are illegal advertising. The vaccines have been advertised by the CDC, NIH, FDA, DHS, and the vaccine companies as safe and effective. Americans know they can't do that. The vaccines have to be presented with risks and benefits, including fatal myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. We haven't seen that on TV. That violates the Lanman Act, the Truth in Advertising Act, the U.S. Drug and Cosmetic Act. That is an easy conviction for wrongful advertising of all those entities. That means government entities being called for malfeasance or wrongdoing. And then beyond that, the big charges are fraud. America has been defrauded in so many aspects of pandemic response. Lives have been lost. And I think the big ticket item will be mass negligent homicide. Tying together wrongful advertising, defrauding the country, and then leading to deaths due to lack of early treatment and then vaccine-induced deaths. They're the perpetrators of this crime of all time. It's the fusion of these non-governmental organizations, which are very powerful and wealthy, Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, public health agencies, WHO, and all the related agencies, and then our U.S. government and the pharmaceutical suppliers. They've all merged into a complex that's working against the well-being of the population right now, and it's absolutely a calamity that's going on.